Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Another beautiful Sunday morning.
Isn't it, though?
Lovely.
Sun is shining. A little crisp in the air, but it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love it. I wonder if we're going to have a mild winter. Think we're going to have a mild winter?
I honestly don't think we're going to have a mild winter. I think it's going to be lots of snow winter.
Really?
I think the precipitation patterns, as a meteorologist would say, they go dry and then they go wet. And we had a relatively wet spring, summer rainfall. And I think that precipitation is going to be pretty heavy still. So it doesn't mean it's going to be cold. I don't know if it's going to be cold, but I think we're going to get a lot of snow.
My lips
or a lot
are
of
wet.
Rain, which will suck.
My lips are wet right now.
Which ones?
Jesus of Navarone.
You didn't get
Jesus
that
text of the
already,
Navajo. It's from the tea.
Oh, I see.
We're sitting here drinking some tea, aren't we not?
We are drinking tea, and Jeff is drinking tea from his beautiful
Who is?
Mug. Big JD is drinking tea from his from his cup that he got from his mother-in-law.
Yeah, mother-in-law. I always say Lana's mother. I sort of forget I have a mother-in-law.
You forget you're actually related to other people besides your brother and your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it just kind of stems from them not being in the same country. You know, they're not around. I sometimes forget I have a mother. She's not around either.
But she calls you often enough, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Not too
Anything
much.
Anything happening over there?
What's that?
Anything happening?
Well, this weekend's it's been pretty busy. I golfed yesterday in a tournament, and after the show is done, I'm going to be golfing again.
Wow, a golfaholic!
I'm a golfaholic this weekend. Yeah, my league had their tournament yesterday, and there's a tournament for a scholarship fund actually today.
So you might go back to school.
Not for me, no. It's to set up a scholarship for a student at Belver High School.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Your kids go.
Somebody goes. No, my kid goes to St. Anne's, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the mother of one of my kid's friends who passed away a couple years ago. I don't know if I think you should remember a friend of ours, her son died a drowning incident.
Mm-hmm.
And they're setting up a scholarship in his name.
Oh, okay.
So that's
very
cool
nice.
Legacy. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get into the news?
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, the U.S. jobless claims inflated by hurricanes.
That's your news.
That's my news. And fewer people entering the U.S. illegally over the past year.
Tell me about the hurricane thing. What's that about?
Well, U.S. jobless claims inflated by hurricanes because people are out of work.
Oh, I see. They're not falsely inflated. They're genuinely inflated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And fewer people entering the U.S. illegally over the past year. It's been stated.
Well,
and the other thing is the gas price is dropping.
Yes.
To some degree.
I think all that
Just
has
as
to
Lippo
do.
Predicted.
Just as I predicted, yeah. It's going down 89 cents a liter here in the Windsor, Ontario area.
And everywhere else.
No, I hope so for everybody's sake. But the jobless rates inflated by a hurricane. I don't think who made that crap up. I don't know, but
jobless rapes.
Jobless rates.
Oh,
It's the economy, man. Jobless rates are going to continue to go down, and there ain't going to be any hurricanes coming through. It's just going to, the jobless rate is going to go up as time goes on here while we're in this economic slowdown, as it were. So I think the hurricane thing is just a load of crap, really. It's just some bad economic times.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's got to add. There's hundreds and hundreds of people that are, you know, maybe not able to work and not able to. And then again, I wonder if deaths are included in that. Jobless claims, people that are not working because they died.
They're not claiming that they're not working, though, because they're dead.
I guess. Wonder how that works exactly. And the government uses it all to their advantage somehow, I'm sure.
Of course. And speaking of the government, the big news, it's like North American election fever. It's we have the presidential election in the States. And, of course, we have the prime minister. We're going to get a new party, and we're going to elect new people in our Congress. Our election system works a little differently than it does in the States. We don't actually get to vote for the top guy, but the top guys are traveling around Canada on campaign stops and sending their message of their party out and trying to endorse whoever is running in various ridings. So it's big, a bunch of hyperbole. It's a bunch of BS is what I'm trying to say.
Didn't we have a female president at one time? Prime minister?
Kim Campbell, yeah. She was like prime minister for like 28 days or something. No, I don't know how long it was, but it was a very short period of time. And yeah, she just sucked. So I don't know how she got elected. She's, I don't know. And just the same way as this Sarah.
She got Palin. Elected because we don't vote.
That's a very good point, Big JD. The election, not election, but the voting rate amongst the populace is pathetic. I think it was below 40% last time the federal election happened in Canada, which I think was in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So let's tell our Jabbercast listeners to get out and vote.
I like to call our voting system an eclection.
Because it's eclectic?
It's an eclectic, yeah, sort of.
Are you going to vote in the federal election?
Oh, well, sure.
Good. Glad to hear that.
For Obama.
No. Wrong election. Wrong country.
Anything else in the news?
Not really. Not much that's probably of interest to our Jabbercast listeners.
I was reading something. I didn't get the whole story on the Burton boards and the Playboy bunnies and the nakedness.
Burton
some kind
boards.
Of promotion with Burton. They had a naked snowboarder and strikes had stricken some controversy.
Really?
I don't know the whole scoop, but I tried looking more for
Sex sells.
Yes, it does. And you can buy it on the corner of Wabash and Strabane. But we'll get to that later.
That's right.
So anyways, I found like the video news of it, and I really didn't have time to watch. I wanted to read something, and I did a little searching and couldn't find anything else. So I had to leave it at that for this morning. My pre-show work.
Which involves boiling some water and throwing a tea bag in a cup.
Yeah. In my new cup. So anyway, and this week's show on, can you tell us about that?
It's on introverts and extroverts.
Oh, belly buttons, innies and outies?
Yes. So some people have belly button lint and some people don't. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
I save all mine. I've made most of my clothes from it.
That's an awesome idea. Recycling your lint to make new clothes.
You know how they have a hemp store? I'm going to open up a lint store. And I'm surprised sometimes how much lint comes off into the dryer collector screen there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. I'll wash a few garments and out comes this big, enough stuff to stuff a quilt with.
Stuff
Oh, I did want to say something else. It was not really news, but Lana had gone to the States yesterday, and she got a, I don't know if it was at Target or somewhere. I'm trying to think of where it was she saw these, and she got a couple of them. Target or, I don't know. But they were brooms. They're these, like, witch-looking brooms, you know, like a Halloween-looking thing.
Yep.
And really strong cinnamon. I can smell it all over the whole house, everywhere, every room. And it's in, like, you know, in the foyer or whatever, but it's a super strong cinnamon smell. And I like cinnamon smell. Like, it's really nice.
Yes,
but I mean,
is.
It's just, it's strong enough that it just fills the whole place up. It's kind of neat.
That's what
I wish I could remember where she got that.
That's usually the job of a potpourri, is they put some cinnamon in a potpourri dish with flowers and stuff, and cinnamon usually sticks out, but normally not a broom.
Yeah, it's just an odd thing.
It's just for a costume wear. It's not going to actually do anything.
No, it's not for costume or sweeping. It's actually for the scent. It's something you would put in, you know, like one of those things that you keep umbrellas and things in the front of your, you know, or put it in a corner somewhere, and you know what I mean? Sort of a harvesty looking display thing, but yeah.
So it kills the smell of shoes. People got smelly feet. You put it.
Yeah, yeah. You actually have to get your nose right into the shoes now to sniff them.
Is that why that black mark's on your nose?
Yeah.
You want to wipe
that off? Yeah, permanent shoe disorder.
Brown noser.
No, that's not from that.
Oh, okay.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Introverts and extroverts.
No, not your navel. Are you shy or outgoing? Are you okay in crowds? Are you a leader or a follower? Well, let's find out.
Your palms get sweaty when you're talking to a boy or a girl.
Do you think that has to do with being an introvert? If you're just nervous in certain social situations?
To some degree, it's got something to do with personality, you know. And your introversion and extroversion is part of your personality, your makeup, I think. You know, things can be learned and taught and things like that, but I mean, I think it's still, you know, what you kind of have in you from the beginning is just a natural part of your makeup, I think. I mean, I guess as a kid growing up in your environment, you know, it may be learned too, but whatever it is, it just, you know, stems from life. And if you want to change something like that, if you're an introvert and want to become an extrovert, then it's something that you obviously could be taught and have to work on. And I suppose anybody could be taught if they wanted to be.
Hmm. I think you'd find some people who would disagree with you there. I think people out there have the feeling that once they're an introvert, you're born that way. It's something that's just the way you are. And if you want to become less introverted, I think there are certain character traits that you can work on that will make you less introverted, but I don't think you'll ever become like an extrovert. Because I think it's hardwired into you, don't you think?
Yeah, like, I think for the most part it is. Or like I say, I mean, when you're a kid, I mean, your environment and your family, or it could be your gene makeup and hereditary. But yeah, I think for the most part, yeah, I would have to say probably hardwired. But
let's take it the other way. Let's turn it around. Let's say someone who's an extrovert, which I would consider you to be an extrovert. Could you change some character traits of yourself and turn into like more introverted?
I'm taking classes for that now.
See? Told you.
And I'm starting to stay home more and not go out anywhere or talk to anybody. Like this is even really hard for me to do. could I
cut
do anything to be less of an extrovert? That's difficult.
See?
I think sometimes I have to try and do that in certain situations as it is. And I guess I'm somewhat aware of that, but it's difficult.
It's called biting your tongue, eh, Big JD?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult, obviously. So I'm thinking...
Your finger?
You usually don't try to fix someone who's extrovert unless it's become problemsome, because extroverts are more socially acceptable and typically more popular, especially in, you know, high school and in work situations. Everybody wants to be around the extrovert as long as he's not too rude or in your face, or if he's an extrovert and he has good social skills, he tends to be a popular person. Would you not agree?
Sure. What about the guy from the X-Files? Is that would that be considered somewhat of an extrovert?
David Duchovny?
Being a sexual pervert. Extrovert, pervert, they have part of the same letters in them.
David Duchovny.
No, that's not. But yeah, David Duchovny. Yeah, right.
And we'll let that slide. I'm not even going to talk about that. So you're talking about his real life persona.
Yeah, yeah. An extrovert, like outgoing sexual activity that he's can't really even control. Does that fall into that category somewhere?
No.
I mean,
I don't think it does. I think you can be an introvert or an extrovert and a pervert. I think either.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would tend to be. I mean, as far as taking it too far, like he did, they tend to be more inwardly drawn because they don't want to draw attention to their, their problem, as it were. Do you think he knew he had a problem?
Jeez. I don't know if he would have thought of it in the context of the actual sex addiction problem as much as he, I'm sure, realized that he had a problem with what he was doing, that it was wrong, and that, you know, he was married and, you know, that kind of thing, that it's wrong and that it's a problem in that respect. But whether he thought that there's something wrong with him, like this is something mentally wrong with me, I don't know if he would have. And I haven't seen like an interview or any or him talk at all about that, so I don't really know. But I would think maybe not.
I think you're right. Possibly depends on your moral ground and maybe a little bit of what your religion is and stuff like that. How spiritual you are, and
I think it's different knowing that something's wrong to do and that you shouldn't be doing it. Versus thinking or knowing that it's I don't know, not maybe not normal or a sickness that you're physically or mentally challenged in some way.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about crowds? I think there's a lot of people that I think don't like to be out in crowds and they're not very sociable. And more introverted.
Oh, positively. I know I the lady down the road who runs the gas station, I tell her I'm going on a trip to whatever, Toronto, Chicago, and she just cringes like, oh, how could you go to a place like that? So many people, the crowds, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, I like the busyness of the crazy cities.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dynamic that you don't, you know, around here, you don't get too much of, I guess.
Right. And I'm wondering if it's different visiting a place like that. Well, here's a few different scenarios of that. Visiting a place like that, for one thing, as opposed to being in that environment all the time.
Right.
Would someone tend to slowly become more introverted because it just gets too crazy? And the other thing, I'm trying to think of where I was going with that, was being in a place like that where it's people that you don't know in a city, it's crowded, the streets are crowded, it's crazy, and that's one thing. But then the other thing about being in the crowds is crowds where you have to be more intimate, where it's maybe you're going somewhere with your wife and you're going to be introduced to all kinds of people, and it's, you know, a completely different surrounding where you're, you know, more close-knit and having to actually interact with all these people. And I wonder if that's probably what makes the difference in you know, dealing with crowds,
right?
And some people not being able to handle that so well.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what's going on there as far as the dynamic of people getting put into that situation.
And should they be, and why would they be?
Why would they be?
Yeah.
I guess it stems
from the makeup, I suppose, like you had mentioned, or the fact that, you know, maybe they grew up in a very quiet environment, as a child or whatnot, and they don't have very good interaction skills, possibly. It could be a lot of things. And I think that even though some of it is, you know, you could say your dad was like that, or your mom, or your parents, or other people in your family are like that, and being in your makeup to some degree. But I wonder if it's the actual, you know, life experience that kind of teaches some people that. But
I think that has a lot to do with it, for sure. Because, well, this lady that we're talking about, that I was talking about, is, you know, she's from Woodsley. She went to a small school, and where she runs a business, though, so she's not people shy. You know, she has no problem talking to strangers and, you know, being all nice and cordial, whatever she has to be. But it's the crowd thing that she doesn't like that environment to be. And I think it's a control thing, maybe even. You know, you feel like you're a little bit out of control, and mm-hmm. anything can happen. It's like a volatile situation, whereas she likes to be in situations that she has more control over, maybe.
You bring up another good point, the crowd thing versus the more individual person, or, you know, being in the customer service business, you tend to maybe deal with a lot of people, but not all at the same time.
Exactly.
So that can make a difference. And then there are people, though, that I wonder, are there people that have trouble one-on-one with somebody and would rather be in a crowd because it's more casual?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if you find too many people like that, that, you know, that would rather be in a crowd or feel uncomfortable with a one-on-one situation.
Yeah. I think it kind of morphs into something else altogether in that situation, because they could be in a crowd, in a crowded cafe, and they're fine while they're by themselves, but somebody comes up and talks to them or wants to meet them, or, you know, an old school friend, and they get, you know, things get different and they don't really know how to interact with a person. And I don't know. I guess that must come from someplace else.
Sure. Now, when you meet some old high school or grade school buddy, or in a store, or in a Tim Hortons or something, and you see someone like that, how do you react?
Camera.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I try to get a picture.
That's awesome that you would bring that up. Because I think of the same thing, but the I guess I just feel so like, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in 25 years. Let's get a picture. Do you mind?
Yeah, arms around each other. Lip locking. Lipo locking.
Because I was just in that situation not too long ago. I was at, like, at the subway on Tecumseh Road, and I came out, and there was Roland Parent. Was it Roland or Ronald? It was Roland. They were twin mm-hmm. brothers, and they weren't identical twins, but and he was there, and, hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm thinking, I got a camera. As he's talking to me, I'm thinking, I got a camera right in my lunch pail. Should I ask him to if we can take a picture? But I just felt too weird to ask him, you know.
Yeah. I think that just saying, I think it's weird enough that sometimes that you have the camera in your pocket. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, my camera's right here in my pocket all the time. But I think that, yeah, sometimes it can come off a little bit weird just saying that, you know, hey, let's take a picture. Especially if it's someone that you hadn't seen in a while. But I think there's other ways around that, and I've used them sometimes.
Well, tell me.
Well, it's, you know, maybe you guys have a mutual friend or something like that, or somebody that's moved out of town, and I'll sometimes use that. Oh, I got to get a picture of us to send to so-and-so. He'll just freak over the thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. So sometimes that will warm somebody up to the, oh, yeah, how is he doing? You know what I mean? Yeah, let's get a picture and I'll send it to him and he'll just love it. You know, that kind of thing. Or sometimes, you know, with the, you know, you have, you're on the computer, you have an email, you know, I'll take a picture and I'll send it, and or whatever, or something like that, you know. There's always like maybe sort of some kind of reason to take it, right. You know what I mean?
I think that's why I feel like, yeah, uncomfortable to taking or asking the guy to take a picture. Like, why? I'm thinking he's going to think, why do you want my picture?
What are you going to do with it?
Do you miss me or something?
And I have a lot of people that would ask me that question. What are you going to do with my picture? Especially at work when I used to take a lot of pictures. What are you doing with all these?
Yeah. You have a
idea.
You have a reputation that precedes you, though, Big JD.
Yeah. perceives.
Because I'm showing your pictures, like, you know, I'll get your emails at work, and you say you put up new pictures on your what do you want to call that? Your personal
family site. I guess.
Yeah. That's fair. That's a good way to look at it. And I show him, oh, you know, Jeff Oppen. Oh yeah. Oh, well, that guy, he's crazy. He would do this and he would do that. And
and I would, I still would.
Of course.
But yeah, I know.
Big JD, definitely not an introvert.
Can they see the real me? Can they?
Can I?
Woo. for somebody that says he can't sing.
That's right. I can't sing.
Well, I recorded you recently doing a song.
Oh, yeah.
It's all over YouTube now. And people are digging it. No.
What are you going to do with my picture?
It's not. But yeah, what are you going to do with that video? It was pretty good, though. I mean, you had to sing soft because Lana was sleeping when you did that. But
yes.
I dig it. I liked it. And I have to still put it on some kind of medium where I can give it to you.
You can just put that in the trash if you like. I'll come and sing another song for you at your place next time.
Okay.
Next time
we're private concert.
Yeah.
Private concert.
It's just getting used to that ovation with the skinny little neck.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of getting used to for me.
Try playing the ukulele.
Hey, how did your ukulele video go anyway?
Let me tell you about the ukulele video. The ukulele video shoot went awesome. It's for a contest. It's the Bushman World Ukulele Video Contest. And you could search last year's contestants and watch videos on YouTube and stuff. But they have the 2008 contest, which I just finished a video shoot for. And it was awesome. And be sure to let everybody know where it is when it's available, because it'll be posted on YouTube. And over the next couple months, they'll have contestants, you know, contending.
Contestants will be contending. And that's what you're supposed to do? Send your video up, or you can send audio in?
Yeah, you post, it's video,
oh, okay.
Video only. And, video and audio. You post it and send them the link. And then they post all the links for the, you know, where they are. And I'll get into that later when I know more what's going on exactly. But it's all happening now and everything. And my video's completed.
Where'd you shoot it?
And there's just a little bit of final details to hammer out. But it's soon ready to go up. It was shot at, I used my cousin's porch.
Okay.
I wanted like a country style porch. And so... We use that, and thanks to Lynn and Dennis for that. And but like I say, I'll let everybody know more and where they can view the video when it's actually up on the internet. So
right, and it was cool that the chick that won that last year, Julia Nunes, was her name, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's got a bunch of uke tunes out there, and if you want to check her, if you just go to YouTube and punch in her name, I think that video will come up. The Bushman competition video will come up, won't it?
Yeah, you'll be able to find that easier. Search Julia Nunes if you want to see her stuff. She's got a couple CDs that she put out, and I think they're just like home recording type things, but I think the first one is available either on her site or maybe iTunes, but I know that she's got a new one coming too, so I think she just does it all herself. But I think it's kind of neat that somebody, you know, just a student girl does all that stuff on her own.
Sure.
It's funny.
Do you think, can she win again this year?
That I'm not sure of if she can actually win again. I would think that she probably can't.
I hope so for your sake, because she'd kick your ass. No, I'm just
kidding. I don't think so though.
I don't think so.
Wait till you see my video. And another neat thing that I found out was that I'm allowed up to 3 entries.
Wow.
So I actually have plans for another video that I'm working on right now. It's just the tune's a little more difficult because it's not mine. And some couple of wacky chords that are a little tough to do with these big old hands on the little ukulele.
So it's a cover song?
Yeah.
Is it a popular song?
Yes.
Okay, because...
Not of this day and age.
No, okay. So it could even be a public domain song.
Geez. Yeah, it's that old for sure, like, but I don't Suzanne know whether it is or not. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay, so, but the Julia Nunes, she won the ukulele contest singing a cover, did she not?
That's right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have thought that, you know, doing original material would be, you know, and the first song that I've done is an original song, And it's something I wrote for my grandmother. And
right there, you've won already.
It's pretty neat.
Unless you suck completely, well, you're going to win just based on that fact alone, I think.
Yeah, I don't suck completely. So there's still hope. But the next one is, I might do three. I have a couple other ideas. And the one next one that I want to do is, I have a really good idea of what I want to do. It's going to take a little bit extra work because there's some a little bit of skit involved. So
look at you go.
Yep, you go, girl.
That's got to be funny.
So anyway, yeah.
That's going to be funny. You on a country porch with your uke and your mohawk.
That's right. And if this isn't enough for me to take on, my partner that I'm working with from Florida,
you're gay?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you knew that. Everybody knew that. No, not yet anyways.
Not that kind
he's
of
partner. He's a partner in crime. We are putting together a children's website, and I might have mentioned this on another show. It's called gigglebutton.com, and there's nothing really there at the moment. It's still under construction, but he sent me something for a contest, writing a screenplay for an animated cartoon short for a Canadian company. And so I've been heavily involved in that over the last couple days, actually, and I'd say I'm over half finished it. And it's a screenplay, and I've never written a screenplay, so a screenplay is to, you know, I've written a book, and it took a lot to learn how to format a manuscript, and now I'm taking on this project of a screenplay, and it's formatted very different than a novel manuscript, and so it was a whole learning process that I had to squeeze in as fast as I could because I need to know it like yesterday, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I got out the books and I scoured the internet and I did all this stuff and I, you know, went through all this, what I had to do for a learning process over a couple of days, and I think I pretty much narrowed things down, and now I'm I'm about 10 pages into my screenplay.
So. Cool. So that was you who scoured the internet, because I went looking for something and I couldn't find anything.
No, I was hogging everything.
It's been scoured.
The internet was mine. Yeah, the internet is mine, yeah. Remember him?
I have no idea.
That wrestler guy, Randy, he was like handsome something. Yeah, I'll take Hulk Hogan, yeah, and I'll tear him, yeah.
That's, you remember yes, that? I do, but okay. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, handsome something, and he always wore the shades. Yep. Him and Hulk Hogan were always at it, and he always had a chick with him.
I think he's one of the first guys who started the whole bring a chick to your fight thing.
Yeah, that, and I think one of the earliest guys like Hulk Hogan to have that big, crazy personality. You know?
That kind of Hollywood superstar kind of personality, you mean?
Ripper!
Because all the old-time wrestlers, they all had personalities. Crazy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, just, I don't know, the way the modern wrestling kind of built up, you know, the flash and the songs and the craziness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of songs.
Yeah.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
What have you got for us this week, this beautiful Sunday morning?
This beautiful Sunday morning, we have a song by a guy who was the leader of a band called Van Halen. He wasn't the leader, he was the lead singer of the band Van Halen. And once Van Halen kicked his ass out of the band, he decided to get
his, I love that guy though.
He decided to get his own band, and of course he got some of the hottest guns in Hollywood at the time. It was Steve Vai, Billy Sheehan on bass, and Greg Bissonette on drums. And he made an album called Eat 'em and Smile, and from that CD, this is Shy Boy.
until my personality starts improving.
Okay, there you have David Lee Roth, Shy Boy, Lippo's pick this week.
Crazy drumming in that song.
Fitting in nice. And it was Bissonette, are you sure?
Pretty positive, yeah. I think that was the...
Because the Bissonette, I thought they came in together, the two Bissonette brothers, bass player and drummer. Or did the drummer come in first?
No, that was the first version. And then I think the next album, Greg said, I don't want to work with... And Billy Sheehan, of course, didn't... He was busy doing something else, doing the Mr. Big thing or something.
He was busy on the bass.
He's busy on the bass, that's for sure. And actually, Steve Vai, I don't think he recorded the next album either, did he? That was maybe.
No.
No, he didn't do that. Okay. So once Billy Sheehan left, Greg said, I'm not going to record this next album with you, Dave, unless you let my brother come in and be the bass player.
Okay, I see. I did see, who did I see? I saw the Bissonette Brothers, and I thought this was the first, it was after Sheehan then. I saw the Bissonette Brothers with, and I guess Steve Vai and David Lee Roth.
Oh, so you saw David Lee Roth with the Bissonette Brothers?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Attention Jeep owners and enthusiasts, check out the Windsor Jeep Club online community. We have a forum where you can converse with other Jeepers, post your events, and get help with your modifications and repairs. We even have Jeep-related and non-Jeep-related classifieds, so you can buy, sell, and trade online. And Jeep owners can fill out an application to join the Windsor Jeep Club from our website. Visit us at www.thewindsorjeepclub.com. That's www.thewindsorjeepclub.com. All Jeep makes and models are welcome, and we're open to off-roaders and non-off-roaders alike. TheWindsorJeepClub.com.
Let's get into
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have anything for Tech Talk this week?
I am Tech Talk-less this week.
Okay. Me too. So let's move on. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make mention of something that Jeff and Mike had talked about on the Easy Mac podcast, and it was the iPod speakers for the with a dock connector. And the funny thing is, though, and the reason I'm mentioning this at all is because, you know, Apple has come out now with the new iPod Touch, and it has a built-in speaker. And I have the previous iPod Touch, and you know, pretty well any other iPod with a dock connector, they don't have speakers in them.
No.
And with the invent of the iPhone, you know, it's awesome that you actually, you know, have a built-in speaker, and you can listen to a thing like a transistor radio. So anyway,
stereo.
No,
No, the iPhone is stereo, is what I'm saying.
Not the speakers.
Speakers, yeah. Stereo speakers.
Is it stereo speakers? Okay. That's even, yeah, that's great. And even the new iTouch is only one speaker.
Yes, it is.
But it's neat that, you know, there's a lot of times when you find yourself in a situation where you don't have your headphones or you don't want to wear your headphones, but you want to listen to something, and to have that speaker, I just think it's awesome. And so I was on the hunt for something for my iPod Touch, and as well, like for iPod Classic or the Nano or whatever. I wanted a small speakers that just attached on, clipped on. You know, I would even have been satisfied with a single speaker as opposed to stereo. But the thing is that I hunted and hunted and hunted for what I wanted, a speaker that was self-powered, you know, that was not self-powered, but powered by the iPod. Yeah, I didn't want something I needed a battery for. And right. And part of the reason for that was the alarm. Because if you say you went out of town, or you just needed to use it, or you're sleeping in a different room, or you for whatever reason you wanted to use the alarm, well, you wouldn't want to leave the battery on this little, you know, speaker like overnight. 8 hours, your battery would die before your alarm went off, probably. So anyway, I was on the hunt for a small speaker, and the ones that you usually find are the ones that'll plug into the headphone jack.
Right.
But the problem with that is the headphone jack on the iPod Touch is in the bottom corner. So it would be like off center and, you know, could come out easily. I mean, it's not something you could leave on no matter what. And it just wasn't as, wasn't as good a choice, I guess, that, you know, not what I wanted. And even most of those were powered. For some reason, they always have to have a battery out, a single AA battery. So anyway, scouring the internet, I finally found this one, and it has a little dock connector on it. It's the same width as the iPod Touch, and it clips on, and I was hoping, and I did find that when I got it, I can actually leave that thing on. I have a flip-up, you know, front case on the thing, but I can actually leave that on and wear it on. You know, it's in there tight enough that, with my case and everything, that I can just leave
nice.
It. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Kinda, so.
Yeah.
So, it's really cool. It's a stereo, little stereo speaker. It clips into the dock, looks like part of the iPod basically after, sounds great for a little baby set of speakers, you know, and it has a volume up and down control on them. So, you know, you don't even have to get into the interface of the iPod. And like I say, dock connector, so you can plug it into the iPod Classic, you can plug it into the photo iPod, whatever iPod with a dock connector. So it's really handy, and I suggest that the best place to look for that, because the iPod Touches were black, is eBay, because I found a black one on there after purchasing a white one, because all I could find was a white one at a place called DealExtreme.com. But anyway, they're around $10 US, and I think cost maybe $15-16 by time you get it shipped to you and everything. And it's a very, very cool little way to add an external speaker to your iPod.
Well, thanks a lot, Big JD. Good idea. Check it out if you can. Get yourself to extremedeals.com. This week's quote brought to us by someone
Steve.
Who I saw. I saw Steve yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was not only selling, he was selling the ecstasy.
No.
I was trying to think of something that would make you not shy. Some kind of drug, and an ecstasy came to my brain.
Okay. Date rape.
He was selling chocolate bars.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
For the
anyway,
kids.
Anyway, I guess, yeah. Selling chocolate bars to the populace. This week's quote, I got a couple of them, actually. I got one from Johnny Depp. He says, "I'm shy, paranoid, whatever word you want to use. I hate fame. I've done everything I can do to avoid it." Isn't that interesting? Someone is popular and is cool. I guess that's part of his coolness, isn't it?
I guess, you know, I wonder sometimes, and I think I've mentioned this before, because I think that we've talked about this before. I tend to wonder sometimes if that is part of his gimmick.
What?
Yeah. avoid the fame, be the guy that, you know, is does everything to avoid fame, that kind of thing. You know, that's it adds some mystique to him. It adds something special to him. You know what I mean? When you think of somebody like that or something, you know, that it's Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is a little mysterious, and there's some mystique there about him. And why? And you know, for somebody who's so flamboyant and outgoing in a movie like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, how can he be? You know, and so it there's this kind of mystique that surrounds him, I think. And I sometimes can't help but wondering if that is part of his gimmick.
Yeah, there's something to that, even with not even movie stars, but like with politicians or musicians. You know, if the more you stay out of the public eye and not make public statements, and you, the only thing that people know you by is your work, whether it be music or film or whatever you do in politician land, you know what I mean? And I think if you stay out of the public eye and don't let anybody hear you say anything other than what you do for a living, it adds definitely a mystique because people want to know about you.
Yeah, I think, and I can kind of attest to that because, like, we were talking about the band thing and everything, and my band, as crazy as we were and looked, we weren't into drugs and drinking and stuff, and we weren't really into the bar scene and all that stuff, and we weren't bar hopping and hanging out and doing, you know, so we, you know, whereas a lot of bands were just out partying all the time in the bars and the parties and everything, and we kind of had that about us, and people were, you know... it was a little more mystique about the band, kind of, you know. A lot of our shows, we'd be gone, you know, before the end of the night or when our show was done or whatever, we'd pack up and split because we just, you know, we weren't into some of the, you know, a lot of the other stuff. Like, we wanted to play, and that was it. And when we're done, well, it's over for us, you know what I mean?
And what would you do? Would you go home to bed?
Well, no, not necessarily to bed, but, you know, there's other things to do.
Just a circle jerk?
Yeah, absolutely.
One other quote I wanted to get, which is kind of more deep, and it kind of makes you think a little bit more. This is from Cahil Gibran. Are you familiar with Cahil Gibran?
Mm. I love her.
It's a guy. my dad was, he did wrote a paper on Cahil Gibran. But anyway, a shy failure is nobler than an immodest success.
One more time.
A shy failure, so if you're shy and you fail, is much nobler than an immodest success. So if you're a big, boisterous, loud mouth and you succeed, you're not as noble as the guy who failed and was shy.
Yeah, I can understand that, I guess. But it's more fun to be crazy about the winning.
Right. It's
yeah, baby!
It's the meek shall inherit the earth mentality there, I think, is what he was...
Now, the meek will not inherit the earth. Sorry to inform everybody.
That's not what Jesus said. But anyway, we're getting on here. I got 51 minutes on my counter.
Yeah, and we got to add stuff in. So...
next week's show?
Yeah. Car trouble.
Next week,
automotive fun with Big JD and Lippo.
We talked about automobiles, but now we're just going to talk about car trouble. We have it all the time, and it sucks. What do you do? Where do you go? How much do you pay? How about the do-it-yourselfer? And we will mildly touch on women and automobiles.
How do you like that touch on? I just noticed that.
Touch on. Yeah, it's a touch on.
Touche.
Touche on. That's like...
tushy.
What's the bird? The toucan. Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam. Yep. Follow your nose wherever it goes.
Fruit Loops.
Yep.
Yeah, I had car trouble and I got raped yesterday. I just feel like my...
Yesterday?
Yeah, my butt.
You were raped yesterday?
Wide open. I'll tell you about it next week.
Oh, right. Okay. Good. And I'll have some car trouble to discuss myself, I'm sure.
All right.
So how can folks listen to the show? You can visit the iTunes store, of course, and search for the Jabbercast or Big JD, and you'll come up with a bunch of shows by Big JD and Lippo. And as well, you can go to the website, www.thejabbercast.com.
And listen live Sunday morning at wkbr.ca.
Yes. There's so many ways to pick up Big JD and Lippo.
Yep. And you can get a hold of us by either email at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can also go to our website and do what, Big JD?
You can click on the Leave Us a Message button on the My Chingo widget of the contact page and send us a message, an audio message, and we will play it if it's not something that we can't play.
That's right, which is almost
on the show. Yeah. So anyway, there you go, and we'll see you next week for the Car Trouble Show. Everybody have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And that's a wrap.